Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, January 23rd. You'll be interested to know. 27 years ago, today, in 1997, Madeleine Albright was sworn in as the United States Secretary of State, marking a significant milestone in American history as she became the first woman to hold this cabinet position. Previously, she served as the United States Ambassador to the United Nations under President Bill Clinton. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect knee-high, groundswell with occasional thigh-high sets on Thursday and Friday, featuring clean morning conditions with winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Friday afternoon will be sunny, glassy, and bumpy. On Saturday, expect more knee-high ground swell with semi-choppy conditions in the morning and winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour, shifting to at 15 to 20 miles per hour in the afternoon. Thursday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking clean at 1 to 2 feet until noon. After that, it turns fair to clean until sunset. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with the 3-foot outgoing high tide, when the east-southeast swell is 1 feet at 13 seconds, and the offshore wind is 10 mile per hour. The first low tide Thursday will be a half foot at 12:15 a.m. with a 0-foot low tide just before 1. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 56 degrees for the water temperature. This morning it's sunny and feels like 51 degrees with 24 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 5:13 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:47. It looks like we're in for a sunny Thursday with temperatures climbing to about 68, accompanied by an easterly breeze. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low around 51 and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Friday with a high near 62 and light southwest winds. Rain showers are likely Saturday with cloudy skies and a high near 57. Showers continue into the night with lows around 48. Sunday brings more rain with highs near 55 and a chance of showers at night with lows around 45. Monday might see more rain showers but will start mostly sunny with a high near 57 and lows around 44 at night. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, San Diego County is facing a historic dryness with only 0.16 inches of rain recorded since July 1st. The region has not experienced such conditions in January since 1850, when the population was just over 500 people. Unusually persistent Santa Ana winds are intensifying wildfires, with recent blazes in Poway, Fallbrook, Bonsall, and Rancho Bernardo. While scientists are exploring potential connections to La Niña and the unpredictable northern jet stream, forecasters predict a slight chance of rain this weekend. Meanwhile, marine biologists are studying ash from wildfires to assess potential impacts on ocean ecosystems. Now on to sports. As the 2025 NFL draft approaches, betting odds are favoring quarterback Cam Ward to be the first overall pick, overtaking Shedeur Sanders. Currently, Ward stands at a favorable position of 185, while Sanders follows at 200. Recent mock drafts, including one by Dane Brugler, suggest that Ward may be selected by the Tennessee Titans. The Titans and other teams, like the Cleveland Browns, are in need of quarterbacks, especially after Deshaun Watson's recent injury. With the draft landscape shifting, it appears to be a tight race between Ward and Sanders for the top spot. In local sports, the Kings triumphed over the Panthers 2-1 in Los Angeles. Samuel Helenius netted his first career goal, while Adrian Kempe sealed the win in the third period. Ivan Rodriguez scored for Florida, but the Kings held firm. Los Angeles now stands at 26-14-5. Saturday afternoon, the Kings at 26-14-5 take on the Blue Jackets in Columbus. Adrian Kempe leads LA with 23 goals. The Kings, seeking redemption after a tough loss to Edmonton, are up against the formidable Jackets, standing at 23-18-7. Tonight, the Lakers take on the Celtics at home. The Lakers at 23-18 face a Boston team sitting at 30-13. LeBron James is a game-time decision, and the Celtics are favored by 1.5 points. In top news, China's securities regulator is intensifying support for the country's struggling stock markets, announcing new measures to attract capital investments. This initiative aims to encourage medium to long-term investment from major funds and insurers to stabilize the equities market. With Chinese stocks starting the year weakly, influenced by economic concerns and potential tariffs from the United States, officials are optimistic. Regulators are pushing state-owned insurers to invest 30% of their annual premiums into China's A-shares market. While the latest announcements have positively impacted benchmark indexes, analysts suggest further stimulus is necessary to restore investor confidence. In business news, in a dramatic turn for Walgreens, the pharmacy chain's attempt to innovate with smart doors has spiraled into a $200 million debacle. The technology, developed by Cooler Screens Incorporated, aimed to replace traditional fridge doors with digital displays to showcase products. However, technical failures, including outages and glitchy performances, led to customer frustration. Cooler Screens retaliated by cutting data feeds to Walgreens stores, resulting in a legal battle. Despite the chaos, both companies are now left reconsidering their strategies, with Walgreens recently removing the digital displays entirely from its locations. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over 102,000. Ethereum is just over 3,200. And Goetzius Maximus is nearing 27 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Researchers at Drexel University have developed innovative self-heating concrete aimed at enhancing safety during icy conditions. This project seeks to provide an alternative to traditional road salt, which can be costly and environmentally harmful. The concrete incorporates paraffin wax, a material that melts snow by releasing heat when it solidifies. While the self-heating concrete has proven effective over 50% of the time in snowy conditions, it may not replace snowplows completely. The technology could significantly reduce salt usage and extend road lifespan, potentially saving taxpayer money in maintenance costs. Entertainment news. Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds are seeking a gag order against Justin Baldoni's lawyer, Brian Friedman. Their legal team claims Friedman has consistently engaged in media interviews and leaks sensitive information since Lively filed her complaint. The letter to the judge asserts that Friedman's actions aim to influence the jury pool. Lively's allegations of sexual harassment and retaliation against Baldoni and Wayfarer Studios have been publicly detailed. Friedman, representing Baldoni, argues that Lively initiated a media campaign against him. Tensions are rising as both sides prepare for the legal battle ahead. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and motivational speaker, H. Jackson Brown Jr. And he said, "The best preparation for tomorrow is doing your best today." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.